And it's time now for our morning conversation and a couple of guests. I in studio this morning from the Forest City YMCA. We have Christy Ovinga and Bruce Milkey here today to talk about dances coming up this weekend.
Yes, thank you. Christy's got some of the details for the dance. We're looking forward to those. It's a very special event at the Y, and she has all the details in front of her.
Yeah, so we have a daddy-daughter dance that's coming up on Saturday. And then a mother-son dance, which is coming up on Friday, March 17th. So March 17th, March 18th. And you're going to enjoy a magical evening at the Chocolate Factory. So it's going to kind of be based upon Charlie or Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. So, yeah.
It should be a fun theme for everybody.
I think so. Jody Swanson is the one that usually does all the decorating and the planning for the dance, and she does a fantastic job with the decorations. So you will not be disappointed. There's going to be food. I know she's ordering some subs, and there's going to be cupcakes and drinks. There's going to be a live DJ, games, and prizes.
So if someone wants to register for this, they can still do that?
Sure, yep. You can still register until tomorrow. We extended the deadline until tomorrow. Otherwise, it'll be $50 at the door. But if you register by tomorrow, it's $35 per couple. And then if you have an extra little person that wants to come, it's $5 for them.
And they can just contact the Y to get all that information?
Correct, yes.
And this is something that you've done for several years now, isn't it?
We have, yeah. The daddy-daughter dance, I think this is our sixth year of doing that one. And then the mother-son is our second year.
And, Bruce, I know you have another big event coming up, too. Vegas Night, and yep. That's an important event for the Y.
What we've done the last 2 years is we have been looking for a special event to put into the middle of our annual support campaign. So we are actively campaigning. We have a very strong annual support campaign that generates $60,000 each year for the work of the Y. And the way it's set up is we have a generous donation from the Hansen Foundation. If we raise $30,000, they'll match up to $30,000 to help support the work of the Y. Everything we do, make sure everyone can be connected with everything that the Y stands for.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what's going to be going on Vegas Night, which is Saturday, March 25th.
Yep, Christy has that information.
So we did a casino night last year, which was a lot of fun. And this year we decided to make it bigger. So this year we're going to have a poker tournament. We're going to have bingo, and we're going to have casino games. The poker tournament is actually being organized by Kristen Heidemann and Zarin Eggestahl.
I know him.
Yeah. Both seasoned poker players.
He's right over there.
Yeah. So I think that'll be a lot of fun. They both know what they're doing. And Zarin has kindly offered to do the doors are going to open at 5:15, and he's offered to do a little mini poker session for those that maybe want to brush up on their skills beforehand. So that was kind of him to offer to do that.
Sure.
So if you want to join the poker, we do encourage you to pre-register. So if you can get that done, that would be great. If you need that information, you can either check on our website or give us a call, and we'll tell you where to go to get registered. Bingo is going to be a lot of fun. I think that starts at 4:45. Okay. It's 50 cents per card, and after each game you get half of whatever is paid for the cards. And then casino night is going to start. The casino games will start at 7. We have a professional group coming up from Des Moines that brings the dealers and the tables and all that stuff. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun this year. It's going to be something different. And
that's going to be at the Bowman Fine Arts Center.
It is at the Bowman Fine Arts Center, yes.
And if people, they can, do they need to pre-register for the poker tournament?
For the poker tournament, they should. It would be nice. I mean, you can come to the door. That would be fine. But we are limiting it to, I think there's 48 slots. So if you want to take your chances and come and register that night, that's fine. But otherwise, I'd have you pre-register.
And you can do that. They can do that by contacting the Y and getting all the details.
Yes, correct.
It's going to be a three-ring circus. So it's actually three events all wrapped into one night of fun. With the poker tournament, the bingo, and the casino nights. So.
Of course, it's a big benefit to your annual campaign, which is a big event for your group.
Yep, it is. Yep. It's a special event embedded in the middle of our campaign time that we hope everyone will show up for and support the work of the Y and have some fun.
Have some fun and get a poker lesson from Zarin.
Yep, right. That's right.
I could use the poker lesson from
Zarin. Yeah. So there'll also be appetizers and drinks available. So it's kind of a full night. You can have your food and play your games.
You're pretty busy the next couple weekends then.
We'll be busy.
You got dances this weekend and then poker tournament, Vegas night, casino night, I guess, on Saturday, March 25th. And for all the details, they can. What's the best way to reach out to the folks at the Y?
You can call us at 585-5220. You can check our website. It's www.forestcityymca.org. Those would probably be your best options.
Of course, that'd be the way, too, if anyone is interested in becoming a member. All that information is available on the website, too.
Yep, correct. It sure is. Yes.
We do want to thank you for taking the time to visit with us, and we've been visiting with Bruce Mielke and Christy Ovinga from the Forest City YMCA on our morning conversation on KIW.